broadcasting live from the Gwinnett Studio of Business Radio X, located inside Office Suites Plus at Satellite Place in Duluth. It's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies that do business in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm your host, Mike Salmon, and joining me, as usual, is my co-host, my good friend, my buddy, my man, Stephen Julian. How you doing, Stephen?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know what's happened since the last time I saw you?
What has happened?
I got a new car.
You did?
So the old jalopy I had, finally got rid of it.
Did you barter for it?
No, I didn't barter with Southern Barter Club, our last guest.
Came close.
I would have liked to, but I didn't have time to barter.
Well, congratulations.
So, yes, and now I have car payments.
And now, more importantly, I can now ride with you. I don't have to
We can carpool to the show every day.
Yes, yes.
All right, let's not bore our guests anymore. We have three wonderful guests here in the studio. Joining us from First Light Home Care is John Dunleavy. Joining us from Place for Mom, it's Caroline Ventry. And Affordable Medicare Solutions, here with that company, is Keith Knabb. The overriding theme today, though, is Senior Resource Partners Group. All of these companies, all three businesses in the studio with us today, are part of Senior Resource Partners Group. Now, this is a group that Keith, you and John started. Tell us about Senior Resource Partners Group, why you started it, and what the mission is. And I'll open it up to either one of you.
Okay, well, let me get started. Let me just say at the outset, as a senior myself, I began to become concerned about the deluge of mail and the deluge of information that flows. And there just was no way to sort it out. And I was talking with Keith one day, actually, about my own Medicare needs. And it occurred to me, boy, if I can't figure this out, there must be other people that can't figure it out either. We need to educate people. So we sort of sat down and said, how do we bring together the best minds serving the senior community to help educate? Because there's some crazy stuff going on out there. And Keith, you take it from there. We went from there.
John has an Ivy League education, and if he says he can't figure out some of these things, then it's definitely a concern for the general public. I've been in insurance for 20 years, and the amount of anxiety that's placed on that people have, but it's actually placed upon them unnecessarily, is a real problem. And it's not just in insurance; it's in all the areas they have to deal with concerning with their themselves aging, or their parents aging, or disabled situations. So we really felt there was a need to have an expert team to address those anxieties.
So how did you put this team together? How did you find the other businesses that you felt like needed to be a part of this Senior Resource Partners group?
Well, that's a great question, because what we didn't want to do was go out and advertise for people. What we basically, and this is going to sound kind of snobby, what we basically did was we personally handpicked people who Keith and I trusted, and we thought. My 103-year-old mother-in-law, as an example, has to have somebody she can come to fix the house that we can trust. And so we went to individuals one at a time and quietly spoke to them and said, would you be interested? And for lack of a better word, we vetted them. And we started with somebody other than Caroline in the group, but it didn't work out, and we quietly made a change there, because we want people not to be selling, but we want them to be educating.
So how do folks that maybe need these services find out about this group? How are you promoting the group? How are you marketing the group?
Keith, I'll let you answer that.
Well, we have a website that's seniorresourcepartners.org, and a lot of our we've created a rack card, like a brochure, but it's a single card that goes into facilities. You know, nurse case managers have access to them. If you go into an assisted living home, you might see them. And it's a card so that you're not getting every single person's business card. You're getting one piece that has everyone's contact information and the mission statement, and to understand what the group is. And we do a good job of cross-promoting each other, but also doing events, such as going to health fairs, or providing a speakers bureau, where if you have a group that needs a person to come speak on topic, there are different ones out there that have monthly speaker needs, and we can supply those speakers.
One question, and I'm going to kind of direct it at Caroline, because you haven't gotten to answer a question yet. Can you speak a little bit about the breadth of what types of businesses we kind of mentioned that y'all's three businesses, but what are some of the other businesses? How does this, you know, what's the spectrum of businesses that are involved in this?
Well, anyone that helps seniors, we really want to target those in our group. We have a senior real estate specialist. And like John mentioned earlier, we also have someone that comes into the home and helps to modify the home so the senior can stay at home. We also have an interior decorator that can, you know, kind of change the home around so that if they were to maybe even move, you know, somewhere, that it's still homey for them. We also have a senior moving specialist, so they can pack the house and downsize and move them.
So you're trying to think of the deluge of mail, to go back to what John said. It really can cover a wide spectrum, and you guys are just trying to put that team together.
Exactly.
If there's a company out there and they want to be a part of their group, if they feel like they can offer some services or even products, I guess, to seniors, can they just reach out to you and join the group? And is there a cost involved as well?
Well, A, there's no cost, but B, we really wanted to be very careful that we didn't make this into a chamber of commerce or a sales organization. So we focus, the groups that are the people that are part of the group are service providers. They're lawyers, they're CPAs and stuff like that. And the other thing, let me add quickly in case I forget, anybody on our group is committed to answer your questions. If you call us and say, hey, I have a question about a will or a trust, that attorney's going to answer your question without a retainer. Now, if you want to retain her, that's your business, but we're here to help the people. So that's what we were looking for. And when we went across the spectrum, we came up with 15 areas, attorneys, CPAs, banks, medical information, home repair, and that sort of encompasses it all. I'm not saying we've hit it all. If there's something that would fit in there, sure, we'd bring it in, but we've had numbers of people that sell products, for example, to seniors. That's really not what we're there to do. So, yeah, we would love to have people come and visit our group when we meet. We meet bi-weekly, and we'd love to have people come and tell us what they do, and if the opportunity is there, we're certainly not a closed door. Keith, is what you said.
Yeah, part of our mission of our group is to educate each other. So as well as we, the people that are in the group have educated each other, if there's a topic area we need education as a group, we'll invite someone in to speak to us. So if there's someone that says, you know, this is a really interesting area that's being changed in state law or changed in some sort of regulation, we love to hear about it, and they come in and tell us about that. And in the home care industry, there's been a lot of changes, the differences between an assisted living home and the different categories there.
You guys talked about some events. Talk a little bit more about that. Are you trying to get involved in events that already are existing? Are you trying to start some of your own events? Talk a little bit about that subcategory.
Let me start. We've done events such as when the Gwinnett Senior Council has their lifestyle showcase, for example. We exhibit there as a singular table. You can go to one table and pick up the information on 15 different companies. We go to Deaton Creek Community, for example, had a music fair. We were there. We're also looking at creating what I think we called it a lifestyle showcase in a box type thing, where we could go into a senior center and say, hey, we're going to set up 15 tables. Come and ask us questions, or set up panels and stuff like that. So
the Lawrenceville Senior Center had us come in to before one of their lunches and talk. It was about 70 people or so, and just to hear in general. And so the people, as we finished our talk, each person spent about a minute or two telling what their company did. Then we sat down at the lunch table with the people that were interested, and they would pepper us with questions, and it was all free service to them.
I would think, obviously, it's good business to reach out to the seniors, of course, but I would think it also is a good feeling to know that you're helping people. I mean, you mentioned your mother-in-law, John. I assume, you know, we all have parents. We all know seniors. So I would think that it's a great feeling that you're not only doing it for business reasons, of course. That's why we're all in business. But you generally want to help.
Yes, and I think Caroline can really address that.
I was going to chime in on that one. I think the main reason we do what we do for this group is because we do care. We want to help the seniors out there. We want to be a resource for them. That's why we're going out and educating and communicating what we do and how we can help.
Because there are so many groups out there that try to take advantage of seniors.
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
I had a personal experience recently that I've talked about a little bit with my folks. Someone took advantage of them, and mm-hmm. I'm not there to take care, you know, to take care of them. Right. So, mm-hmm. Kudos for this group. We talked about, you know, all these different types of companies. Let's talk specifically now about each of your companies. Keith, you're with Affordable Medicare Solutions. What does your company, what does your business bring to the table specifically for seniors?
My business, I began, it's right at our 20th year, and we started out with focusing on health insurance, and we saw our own client population aging into Medicare, and of course the baby boomer explosion. And we always had an educational approach, which felt that if you teach people and get them to understand, they're going to feel more comfortable with what they decide to use, but also they're going to be able to refer their friends and be able to explain and be able to tune out the noise and understand what really is the truth. And we do free seminars where we actually go out and do education. It's not selling. Medicare is very strict about it. You can either teach or you can sell. We always do the teaching component. And we go to homeowners associations, senior centers, clubs, groups, canasta, card groups. I mean, there's 20 people.
That's waiting. Steven's favorite game, by the way.
Mahjong.
I live for canasta.
Well, Mahjong people are pretty passionate, too. Yep. And so we go out and we teach them and do Medicare education every year because it changes every year. And it's not something that people now can just decide what they're going to do with their Medicare planning. They have to review it every year.
I think the younger generation has trouble understanding Medicare right. and insurance and all the regulations. I can only imagine trying to help seniors and explain it all as well. So you've got a real tough job.
We do, but also the general public needs to be aware that they'll probably all of America will be on Medicare within 10 years the way things are looking.
Wow, it's
a different topic for another show.
All right, that's Keith Knapp again with Affordable Medicare Solutions. Now, also, we've been talking with Caroline Ventry. She's with A Place for Mom. And as I said before the show, I saw one of the national commercials, A Place for Mom. I didn't realize how big the organization is. Tell us all about A Place for Mom and what the company does.
Okay, A Place for Mom is the nation's largest senior living referral service. What we do is we provide assistance to families to help them through the extremely difficult maze of finding senior care and housing options. We literally hold their hand from that very first phone call, and I think what sets A Place for Mom apart is every single advisor. We have over 200, maybe even close to 250 nationwide now. We really care. We want to help the family. We want to make sure that they're making the right choices. We want to make sure that they're finding the exact appropriate need for their loved one, because it's probably one of the biggest decisions they'll ever make in their entire life.
Caroline, how long of a process is that, or can that be, to work someone through that referral process?
Well, I tell you, we have a lot of local advisors that can do crisis moves, mm-hmm. which that happens all the time. We'll have someone call a social worker from a hospital and say, you know, so-and-so is being discharged tomorrow. Can you help us? And yes, we can do it quickly. I'd say if the family has the time, it's very important to us for them to have the knowledge, the expertise to make that empowered decision. So we would love it if they could take the time to really go and tour a lot of these places and visit with home care companies. I mean, it can be anywhere from 24 hours to, you know, a 2-year process. It depends on what the family's needs are, and that's what we hone in on.
And Caroline, what is the charge to the family for using your service?
My favorite question. Our services are...
I wanted to ask that question.
Mike Keith asked the best question of the interview.
Our services are, we're compensated by our providers and the communities that are partners of ours. So it's free of charge to families, which is wonderful.
And we've talked, it's a nationwide company. So right. if mom lives somewhere else in the country and you're here in Atlanta, you right. can still get help.
Yes. That's the greatest thing.
And how many communities have you guys partnered with? I mean, I'm assuming this is not just, oh, yeah, there's two places. You pick from the two.
We have over 18,000 partners nationwide.
And what determines, what are the different things you look at to kind of make the right fit for someone? What's different between one place, you know, place A and place B and place C?
Okay.
How do you make those determinations?
What we do is when a family reaches out to us, we probably do about a 45-minute assessment on the phone with them initially. We find out clinically what their needs are, financially, of course, what they can afford, geographically where they want to be, and then socially. We want to find out exactly what the family needs. So we really hone in on those four key areas. And then we'd say, okay, so say mom loves to garden. She grew up, had a garden in the backyard her whole life. Well, then we can look in the profiles of all the properties that we have in our system and say, oh, my gosh, well, this community down the street has a beautiful, you know, raised bed garden in the back, or maybe this one has a flower garden, or maybe dad is an avid reader. This one has a huge library. We have profiles on each community, so any advisor can go in and pull up any property nationwide and see what they have to offer. And it's great because we really want to make sure that we are finding that right option for the family.
Usually every show I have my smarty pants question that Stephen just hates. So here's my smarty pants question. A place for mom. Why not a place for mom and dad?
Well, we couldn't say a place for mom and dad and brother and sister and uncle and aunt. And we couldn't do it. So a place
do you get
for
that
mom.
Question? A lot of people
all the time.
Can you take care of my dad?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just, I think it's catchy.
Mike, in all those football games, when they score the touchdown, they turn to the camera and what do they say? Hi, Mom. So that's why it's a place
there you
for
go.
Mom.
I don't, but I'm on a crusade to change that. I want to be high dad from now on.
I think women used to outlive the men a long time ago, and that's not the case anymore.
People these days, now you got me all flustered.
Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, moving on. Why should people consider a place for mom or dad as opposed to maybe living, you know, hey, move in with me? I mean, there's obviously advantages and disadvantages, I guess, with that.
Right. Well, as one of our partners, we have home care options, home care companies such as John's, that we offer to families because a lot of families do want to stay home. So we can give them some really good home care companies if they want to stay home. But the great thing about A Place for Mom as well is we have so many resources that we can offer the family. So, for example, if someone wants to stay home, we'll tell them, well, you know, you probably should get your home modified as well. Here's some great companies you can call and reach out to. And if they want to stay at home, it all depends on, you know, financing and what their care level is. Because if they have a little bit of a care and, you know, don't need round-the-clock care, it just depends on each family's need.
And as John's question, or not John's question, but Keith's question asked earlier, you know, about the cost or lack thereof cost for people that want to use your service, it just seems to make sense as opposed to going online and not really even sure what you're looking for.
Exactly. Because we really do help them make the appropriate decision. And it's their choice. We just help give them all the resources and options that are out there.
Before I forget, let's go ahead and give all the contact information for people that want to know more about A Place for Mom. Where can they reach out to? What can they, you know, where can they go online? So forth and so on.
Yeah. If they want to go online, it's www.aplaceformom.com. And like we said earlier, Joan London is our spokesperson. You can go and, I mean, we have commercial spots, of course, and radio spots, but she's actually there on that website. It's a great website. It's very user-friendly. And my personal cell, if you live here in the Atlanta area, is 678-223-8959.
And even if you don't live in the Atlanta area, you can still call that personal cell.
Of course.
We're online. You can listen to us anywhere in the world. Keith, as far as your cost, too, for a lot of your services, a lot of your services don't have a cost associated
with
it.
We're not allowed by regulatory decree to charge for our services. So and we wouldn't anyway. We are also paid by our providers. But we're brokers, so we represent all of the different companies, whether it's the blue company, the red company, or the green one. It doesn't matter. We show a full list of all the options available using the Medicare.gov website. We do a full analysis of a person's drug list and their dosages and their generic or brand name. We find the right plans for them. We show them the differences between the reformed side of Medicare called Medicare Advantage versus the original side of Medicare and the pros and cons on both of those sides and where we're sort of evolving there. And there's no charge for what we do because it doesn't matter which plan you choose. It's all pretty much standardized what we get paid by Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
I would think, you know, again, your services are so valuable because a place for mom, maybe we can go see the place. There's a place to actually look at so you have an idea what we're talking about. Again, when it comes to Medicare and the insurance industry, people just, you know, are a little intimidated, if you will.
Mm-hmm. And our website is really user-friendly, so they can go there first if they want to do some general research. It's affordablemedicaresolutions.com, and our number is 770-945-5261. My extension is 626. I am the president of the company, and we have a large staff that can help everyone.
All right, so we know all about Keith's company, Affordable Medicare Solutions. We know all about Caroline's company, A Place for Mom and Dad. Do we want to talk to John about
his? Let's turn to the Ivy Leaguer.
Let's turn to the Ivy Leaguer.
All right, let's give John a little equal opportunity here.
You know, in addition to the websites, you can also go to seniorresourcepartners.org, where each of the companies are listed, and there are links to their websites. So you can go one place shopping there as well. So seniorresourcepartners.org.
That's why he's the Ivy League guy.
He should start like a network. I mean, it would be great. Oh, wait, here
wait,
it is.
Wait.
That's why we're here.
We don't use the N-word here. This is help. But anyway, First Light Home Care. Well, it's a great alternative to in-home care. Is a great alternative to moving to a community. Community is a great As a senior, as I mentioned, and I tour a lot of the homes, as I've got several picked out for myself already. I got to tell you, there's some really nice places out there. But people prefer the alternative. I referenced Annelle's mother, who's 103, lives at home in her own home by herself. She's 103. She has caregivers that come in 6 hours a day and help her get the day started and fix her meals and stuff like that. We have said consistently, if she had to leave that home for and go to a community, she wouldn't last 6 months. And that's where some people's heads are at. I'm going to stay here. And that's where home care comes in and provides an affordable and reasonable alternative to help out in those situations. Our services, of course, are paid for services. However, there's a lot of assessment done, similar to what Caroline talked about, the clinical assessment. What are the clinical needs? What are the needs? And then and we do that at no cost. We have somebody come into the house because we want to look at the home. Is there a fall risk here? The number one hospital reason for seniors is falling. And then two-thirds of all seniors who fall will fall again within 6 months. And so you have to start to assess the risk. And, you know, and so we want to go in and we want to do that. And we do all of that at no cost because we're here to, again, help the community. As a senior, let me assure you, we don't need any help. I can assure you. We don't need any help.
All you seniors think that.
But my children think I need help, and so it's really the children who have the major concern, and that's a lot of time who we wind up talking to. You know, the concern about mom, and we say, well, let us go. Oh, no, don't talk to mom. She's going to throw you out the door, you know, because she doesn't need any help. So that's kind of the challenge, similar to what Caroline faces over here, that don't need any help.
I'd like to make a point about all of this. This is a life process. What happens when someone is 65 and they're designing their home to age in place is a process to say, where am I going to be when I'm 70? And then when you're 70, where am I going to be when I'm 75? And is mom going to have a different need than dad? You know, did dad have a heart attack at 62 and now he's going to need medical care more at 68? So that's the central focus of our group is the process that they're going to need each one of our services at some point, maybe multiple times. They've got home care after a hospitalization, but then they may have home care for, you know, on a daily need just because they're getting older.
Right. Yeah. And home care can be as much or as little as you need. A lot of people think home care is, I need 24/7 care. Right. You might need 4 hours a week. For somebody just come in and make sure the refrigerator is straightened out, make sure the house is straightened out, stuff like that. We have clients who the children live in Ohio who will retain us to go in once a week just to check, be their ears on the ground, eyes and ears on the ground. Is mom doing, is she eating? Is she taking her medication? Again, not taking medications, number two reason people wind up in the hospital. That's one thing home care addresses. The medical community is very good at addressing specific medical needs. It's the ongoing process that Keith referred to.
Well, John gave a good example about the falls. If someone starts to have an event starting to happen and they're not picking up clothes off the ground, they're not taking the trash out, they're not, you know, closing the pantry doors or whatever, those are all things that become hazards that are easily preventable.
And John, you, as far as the home care goes, you've obviously been speaking about people who come into the home who help with chores, with cooking, cleaning, right, various things like that. But Are there other services as well? It sounds like there's also some potential of light, I want to say light construction, but that might not be the right term. Educate me a little bit.
Okay, well, from a home care perspective, we provide support for what's called the activities of daily living, which is the dressing, bathing, toileting, cooking, light housekeeping, transportation. And that is considered non-medical. And that would not be covered by a Medicare, so that becomes private pay, okay? But the senior resource partners, for example, if we identify a house that needs a ramp built, then we have the ability to find somebody who's going to – we can make a recommendation. We're not necessarily going to build ramps. However, we have said we want to be the one-stop shop. Steve, you're in the financial curves community, as you and I first met years ago. How many of your clients will call you and say, hey, Steve, I need tires for my car, because they trust you?
Right.
Right.
That's what we want to be.
Right.
You know, I need tires for my car.
And through the senior resource partners, you guys have built.
And that's exactly what we did.
Trust. Yeah.
Very good. You stayed away from the N-word, the network word.
You said it, not me.
It's the senior resource group. So this is your company, obviously, John, First Light Home Care. There's other companies that kind of do the in-house care.
Right.
What would you say separates your company from some of the others out there?
Well, there are literally hundreds of companies that do this, and they range from the small mom-and-pop shops all the way to the huge national companies. We're a national company that's a franchise out of Cincinnati, Ohio. The principals of this company have, well in excess of 150 years experience. They came from other companies such as Comfort Keepers, where they were actively involved. So they took best practices. I guess really what differentiates us is a couple things. One, process. I'm an old technology guy, so I understand what happens when you don't follow process. And so having a process, having something as simple as if a caregiver is due at your mom's house at 8 o'clock Friday morning and they're not there, we get paged at 8:04, so we know. So there's no surprise. And so then we can get on the phone proactively. So when you put that technology in place to schedule a caregiver, if you have to cook lunch and mom has a special diet, you don't want to send somebody in that specializes in Jamaican jerk cooking. You know, that would be a bad idea. So we have systems that do all that. And then the other thing, I think we do a great job with the hiring. All of our caregivers are our employees. They're not subcontractors. They're CNAs. They're background checked, drug tested, run through personality profiles, and specifically trained to deal with dementia.
All right, John, before we talk some more about the Senior Resource Partners Group itself, give us the contact information for First Light Home Care, how people can find out more.
Okay, firstlighthomecare.com is our website. We have offices here in Atlanta. The main number is 770-602-0500. That's our administrative office located over in Rockdale County. We also have an office over in Sandy Springs. I work here in Gwinnett County. FirstLightHomeCare.com will get you information on the company.
And to show that I'm learning, Mike, you can also go to SeniorResourcePartners.org.
Exactly. You'll get a link right to our website.
That Ivy League...
My poison Ivy League education.
Yeah, that education's kind of rubbing off on you a little bit.
Yes.
Okay, so that's John Levy with First Light Home Care. We are also joined here in the studio by Caroline Ventry with A Place for Mom and Keith Nebb with Affordable Medicare Solutions. They're all part of the group, Senior Resource Partners Group. That's kind of the theme of our show today. You talked about some of the different types of businesses that are involved, about 13, 14? 15 businesses in that area right now. Where do you see the group going? Do you see this growing into a lot more companies, a lot more services? What are your plans as you look down the road?
You got something there, Keith?
Yeah, we spent, I think it was just over a year vetting and building our list. We started meeting and coming up with our mission statement and our design. And it took about a year before we decided on our partners. And so we did a good amount of vetting. We didn't make one or two changes, as you go along. But it's been I've been involved in other types of groups before, and John talks about best practices, and we really talked about what we did want to be and what we didn't want to be, and how we wanted to make sure that we were properly positioning ourselves as a resource, not as sales. And so we really did a good job on that. And we've narrowed it down on the different categories. Some of the things, you know, we don't have, for example, a financial services person in our group. And it wasn't necessarily that we were biased against that. It's just that we were leaning more towards provider, senior provider for services type of thing. And although financial services for seniors is a giant need, it just wasn't in the provider mission arena that we were looking for.
Yeah. The other thing, you know, where do we go from here? Keith, myself, Caroline, we work everywhere. We'll work all over the whole greater metro Atlanta, Georgia area, in Caroline's case, nationally. And in my case, I mean, if you have a mom in California, we'll be glad to turn you to our location out there. But the Senior Resource Partners, I would say, has a primary focus around the north side of Atlanta at this time. So there may be some options to figure out how do we get in to help people on the other side of town, too. When we do our fairs, when we do our community service work, it's always done up around Gwinnett, North Fulton area. And so I think we've talked about, do we need to create a adjunct group, or do we need to expand our reach into, you know, South Fulton and beyond?
If we found the right people, it would be a duplicatable idea. We're not looking to franchise this or anything, but it would be a very duplicatable mission and idea, but you'd have to find the right people to be your core.
I was going to say there's a kind of a business philosophical point here. When you do a few things and do them well, you guys took your time,
right,
really knew what you wanted, and the core leadership were passionate about the mission. You don't rush growth,
right,
on that. I mean, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Yeah, I get approached all the time, particularly out in Rockdale, Newton County. Oh, we got to do this out here. How do we do this? Well, careful. Be careful. Figure out what you really want to do before we decide what to do. Mm-hmm. And when you ask people, tell me what you really want to do, well, it slows the process down.
Now, on the I don't want to call it a brochure, the one piece literature that you have that has all the companies, is that you've mentioned the mission statement two or three several times during the interview. Is the mission statement on there? Do you want to elaborate a little bit more about what that mission is?
The mission statement is on there, and since Keith has his glasses handy, and
how many seniors do we have in this room? Because I think we all need our glasses at this point.
I definitely need mine. Our mission statement is to provide the senior population and their families with education and access to information about establishing and maintaining an enjoyable, high-quality lifestyle. Each of these partner companies has demonstrated not only superior service, but a genuine understanding of working within the senior community.
So you get some pretty high standards there. So you do have to be careful about who you allow into the group.
Exactly.
You know, there are things where you can actually pay, and you've seen it advertised on billboards. A local Consumer Reporter has a paid system of being, you know, validated or vetted, and it's a neat system. But again, people are paying to be, you know, into that, and so we really pride ourselves that we are not charging. We are selected. We have selected a group of experts, and this isn't a paid situation.
There's a lady online who does it too.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, there are. And we to your earlier question, we don't charge dues to the people that are part of this. This is not an ongoing revenue source. What happens is when it's time to print a card, we take up a collection. We run a plate around the room, and that's how we get it done.
And I would say their membership is paid in their actions.
Yes.
Their membership is paid,
right,
in their attendance. Their membership is paid every time. Just like y'all's membership is paid every time you get asked a question, every time you get approached to help and be a resource.
Right.
Right.
Then that's when you prove your mettle.
You know, one thing is a little bit different than anything we've talked about. I want people to be aware that we talk about the idea of trust and who can I trust. And sometimes we think it's the small company. Sometimes we think it's the roofer or the concrete worker or the plumber we can't trust. But let me assure you, the big companies will take advantage of the senior very quickly. Very quickly. And it's because of the loyalty. We were raised in a generation where you were loyal to a particular brand, and that brand is working that much today. And we actually have a lady on the card here who I think is coming in at another show who talks about that. I won't mention any names, but Nell's mother pays over $150 for a home phone line. Mm.
You can get that for like dollars these days.
Wow. I think one thing, too, is that I feel so confident when I'm working with a family to say, oh, you need a home repair company or you need an elder care attorney, because I've grown to know these folks. And you feel confident. And like John said, you really do trust them. You feel good.
And we hold each other accountable.
Right.
You know.
Is there anything about the Senior Resource Partners Group that we've missed upon that we need to that you really want to make sure we touch upon before we wrap up the show and give more contact information for the site?
I do want to reemphasize our ability to provide speakers, a speakers bureau situation where, or content, if people have a newsletter where they need content on a subject, we are readily available to provide a speaker or speakers or articles or information for groups that need that, and it's all free of charge. If you need someone to come in, and I went to, and spoke to 500 nurse case managers at a convention, for example. John brought me in for that. And it's just a great way to do outreach, and education is our format.
All right. We appreciate your time and telling us all about the Senior Resource Partners Group, as well as your individual businesses. Once again, Keith, if you want to give the website and contact information for Senior Resource Partners.
It's seniorresourcepartners.org. That's seniorresourcepartners.org. And on there, there is a member directory, and you can click there and then click through to each person's contact information.
Great. And then thank you, each of you, for coming on today and telling us all about your business and telling us more about Senior Resource Partners Group. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our guests have been Keith Nabb with Affordable Medicare Solutions, Caroline Ventry with A Place for Mom and Dad. No, I just added the and dad part there. And John Dunleavy with First Light Home Care. And, of course, our overriding theme for the show today has been the Senior Resource Partners Group, and the website, once again, seniorresourcepartners.org, O-R-G. Not that other one, not the com one. .org. A quick reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio can be heard throughout the day on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station, and that you can listen to any of our programs 24/7 by logging on to businessradiox.com and clicking on the Gwinnett Business Radio tab. For Steve and Julian, who we don't want financial planners in our resource group here. No, I'm just kidding.
We love our financial
planners. I noticed how your ears perked up there when it's like, what, you no financial planners?
I stood up. I was going to actually come to blows with
you. You were
going to
exit the room.
No, I'm going to make sure I don't join any networks. I'm only going to join partner resource groups.
There you go. For Steve and Julian, I'm Mike Sam, and we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.